Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam Borman from CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a second-year media and political studies student, and my favorite part about CFRC is the freedom that they allow me to really play whatever I want and the community and how helpful everyone that volunteers and works here is. If you want to hear more from me, I have a show called Punk is Dead on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made at cfrc.ca. Thank you for all the support you've given CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC's funding drive is running through December 31st. Donate now, get great new CFRC swag and gifts from local businesses. And for every $5 you donate, you can also enter to win this week's raffle featuring gifts from Novel Idea, Terra Natural Foods, Mighty Bird, Pokeworks, The Grad Club, and The Fun Zone at 541 Days Road, Kingston's top-rated birthday party venue featuring arcades, laser tag, and more. Local lives here. Help local radio amplify local voices. Making a gift to support CFRC is super easy. Donate today via cfrc.ca.
Ryandale Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, serving Kingston and its greater area.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit cfrc.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
This episode of the Kingston Live podcast is brought to you by Grand On Stage. Get the most out of the Kingston Grand Theater experience with access to pre-sale tickets, the best prices, and the best seats. Tickets for individual performances and subscriptions for the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
If you hop in a car and drive north of Kingston for just under an hour, you'll end up in the village of Westport. Nestled on the west end of Upper Rideau Lake, Westport is a charming community of a little over 600 residents, surrounded by fresh water and greenery. What you'll also find in Westport is a ton of live music. And today on Kingston Live, we're speaking with one of the people making his town a destination for music lovers. Seamus Cowan is the manager and owner of the Cove Inn, a heritage hotel and restaurant that not only punches above its weight in accommodations and dining, but has garnered a reputation as a premier spot to catch live music. Any night of the week, a guest can enjoy dinner and a show, ranging from regional folk and country artists to touring blues and rock bands and beyond. This is all by design. Seamus studied music at McGill University in Montreal, and when he took over the Cove Inn from his parents, he put his personal stamp on the business by bringing his love of live music to the table. Today we sit down with Seamus at the Cove Inn to talk family legacy, the love of his community, and how he crafted a unique live music experience in the region.
Seamus Cowan of the Cove Inn, welcome to the Kingston Live podcast.
Thank you very, very much.
We're sitting here in this cozy, and I mean cozy. There's a fire going here in the fireplace, and
it's starting to get warm. This,
Riverside Inn, the pub's just on the other side of the wall there. But this is the heart of your establishment, the Cove Inn. And for our listeners, most of whom are from the greater Kingston area, tell us about the Cove Inn. What is it? Where is it? What makes it a must-visit destination?
Well, what it is a almost century and a half old inn in this little town, basically in the sticks at the headwaters of the Rideau Canal. Our lake goes down to Ottawa and Kingston from here, so we're at the height of land. So we are kind of blessed, I guess you would say, to be on the Rideau. There's just something magical about the Rideau. It's such a historic place, and it's definitely a community place. My family has had it since 1988 officially. We lived across the street when we first moved here, and I'm talking a shack. Like, it was a dilapidated Victorian building.
This place or the place you lived in?
Both, actually. But the place across the street we call the Fredenberg House was really in shambles in 1985 when my family.
I can't imagine the Cove Inn being in that state. This is beautiful.
This is a beautiful spot, yeah.
Yeah, we've done a lot, you know. It's been a total work in progress. My folks have put so much blood and sweat and tears and sweat equity into the place, you know. But across the street is where we first moved, and mm-hmm. my folks basically kind of had nothing. My father was a cattle salesman. We moved from Crossville, Alberta, just north of Calgary. When we got here, it was basically like, okay, what do? We have a friend next door that's helped us to buy this dilapidated old building on the Rideau. And so we started to renovate it over time. We made it so that it was a bed and breakfast, and we lived on the other side. And then 3 years later, the owner of this place, his name was Dick Reddy, one of those kind of characters from a storybook movie, and how community minded he was. He just continued this place as being a heart of the village, and that's basically what my folks kind of inherently always have been, but they tended to want to continue, you know. My folks had some foresight when he passed away that we should buy this place after only being here for 3 years. And we turned it into, or we basically resuscitated it. We made it so that it was a bar, a restaurant, and a hotel all in one. And the bands that were coming through at that time were like old country bands, rock and roll bands, touring cover bands from the 80s. And I'm telling you, like, it was really, really rough here.
Like, rough in what sense? Was like Roadhouse kind of rough? Or
Roadhouse, yeah, totally. Like, when my folks took this over, I'll never forget this one story, because I have a twin brother. My brother and I were just hanging out behind the bar when we first bought it. We were watching the proceedings of a night when we used to have the pool table right in that area where you just walked in. Mm-hmm. And the pool tables are danger, right? You know, they always say nothing good happens after midnight in the pool table. Basically, there was a fight that broke out, and the old story goes is that everybody had a dance partner. And it was like table for table. Everybody was just getting licked in the face, and, you know, and
my dad, broken over backs.
My dad had just taken over this place, he was freaking out. And so I remember him pacing behind the bar, and my brother and I were just kind of watching, like, what's going to happen here? Is he going to explode? And sure enough, he just went, all right, everybody get the fuck out of here. Or I'm calling the cops. So nobody knew my dad really at that point.
I was going to say, did they listen to him?
And they all turned around and they looked at him and they took him seriously.
Okay.
And they started to, you know, stop dancing with each other and funnel out of the bar. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. My dad can tell you the story better, but it was just that first realization that we were here to stay, I think, to the locals. And they all said, wow, this guy means business. And he he wants to make sure that this is a somewhat respectable place. And we're not going to just have like a massive brawl breakout every night. So
I'm surprised that, you know, you had this desire to take over.
Well, it's changed a lot since then.
Let's bring us to the now, because this is, you
it
know,
feels
those days are
cozy. You don't want to fight somebody when you walk in here.
It's kind of funny that I start off with that story, because really that's not the essence of what goes on here. I just always seem to remember that story because
but it's got some history. And you can feel that history here,
absolutely. It's a place that all of these folks that have come from the mid-40s down in the States, or, you know, this used to be a real fishing and hunting area, right? Mm-hmm. It still is, but it used to be a true attraction for Americans in the Northeast here to come up and cottage, and all the people from the Ottawa area would come into their cottages on the Big Rideau and the Upper Rideau here. And for years and years and years, we've seen people come back, and we've really developed incredible relationships with all kinds of people from all over the world, but particularly a lot of Americans and a lot of folks from Ottawa. And I think that's one of the things that I see as the legacy of the Cove and continuing it, is that it's just a place that you always want to come back to. It's a Cheers kind of place, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All that said, I want to keep having live music as something nightly, if possible, we can do. We're getting lots of support for it. But I definitely want to make sure that people are paying respect and loving this kind of character-filled heritage building and community space.
Yeah, I've been here. I try to get here whenever I can. I live south of here, not too far away.
Yeah.
But it always feels like when I'm here, it's a bit of a community hub, and for the town of Westport here. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about the town of Westport?
Well, the town of Westport is very, very small by anybody's standards. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's basically around 700 people. And it's maintained that population for many years. A lot of the downtown is kind of changing over. There's a bit of an upheaval, I suppose, a generational shift, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just a beautiful little town filled with a lot of people that have a community spirit. It basically has a downtown core that is filled with shops and some restaurants and such. And you know, when people say, what do you do here all year round? I say, well, there's lots to do. You know, we're surrounded by this beautiful nature, and we always have something going on here. I think that in life, you don't always have to have a Walmart down the street, right? You don't always have to have your ability to just get instant gratification, you know, with all of the kind of new modern amenities. We do have a lot of amenities, that said, but it's just way more of an old school kind of small town place.
There's a different vibe here. Like, it was, first of all, it was a lovely drive coming here from Kingston. At the time of recording, it's mid-November, so it was a beautiful drive. But yeah, when you get into Westport, there's a different feel.
And everybody seems to be contributing to that feel. Like, everybody's really proud of their properties. Whenever there's a community event, everybody's involved in it. We have a great arena in town, which is really attracting a lot more activity. The sports scene is really growing here. Yeah, and we're just happy to be a part of it. I kind of have to step back and really be shocked at the fact that, you know, I'm just taking this over and I've already been here for almost 40 years, you know.
Well, how did you go from being that little boy spying on bar fights to now being, you know, the owner and proprietor of the Cove?
Well, when you grow up that young in a business like this, I mean, my mom was a home ec major and my dad is a cattle salesman. Who would have known that they'd get into this, right? But I grew up in it, and I ended up doing kind of everything, really. Mm-hmm. I've really had my hand in everything here, like literally everything. And I really got into music, and my twin brother and I were a rhythm section. He's a drummer and I'm a bass player. He lives in Australia. His name is Jeff. I'm sure some of your listeners may know about him through Bull Moose, our old band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, you know Bull Moose? Hey, yes, look at that. Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't remember that band. Yeah.
Connecting the dots.
Oh, yes. That's cool. But we both really wanted to get into music, and that was kind of maybe a shock to my folks that we weren't going to continue this place. You know, my sister Jen, she now lives over in Portland, and she works with her husband at a marina. So she got out of the business. Mm-hmm. My folks were hanging on to the business, and Jeff and I had gone away to Montreal to study music there. And when I left, I was probably not thinking at all, like, hey, I'm done with that place. I'm walking away from Westport. But then as time went on in Montreal, when I'm studying and playing music everywhere and realizing that it's not the easiest life, I was faced with a bit of an ultimatum. My brother met this girl from Australia, and he came back here, and my folks had said to him, hey, are you going to stay? Are you going to take over? No, Seamus is still in Montreal. And he was sort of like, no, I don't think so. I don't think my sister-in-law wants to, and I think I want to go back to Australia to be with her, which is great. So then it was like, well, what's going to happen with the Cove? You know, I kept getting that question from my folks. And it wasn't a pressure, which was interesting. I think that's the most important part, is that it was never a pressure, but it was a constant reminder. What's going to go on here? And I basically said, yeah, okay, I'm gonna move back. When I moved back, I met my wife now, Megan, within a couple of months. And I realized that there's a lot of greatness here. There's a great legacy here. There's great quality of life here. Kind of have an open slate. The transition was tough. You know, it's never easy in a family business to have a transition. There's a legend right there, Sawdust.
That's his name.
That's right. Did you hear that?
What did he say?
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. His name's Mike Norwood. He's the best, also known as Sawdust.
We were talking about you know, just how much this area has to offer, and
yeah,
I feel like you've brought a lot to that, because you know, here at the Cove Inn, there's live music here 7 nights a week, all year round. That sounds like a full-time job in and of itself, let alone running a boutique hotel.
A lot of people think I'm crazy for doing it. You know, a lot of people just have that initial reaction, like, what? So yeah, we have it every night of the week, you know.
I think you got to be a little bit crazy to, like,
thank you,
do something that I mean that in the most complimentary way. But you know, it takes that boldness, that courage, and maybe a little bit of a touch of crazy, to, you know, to do something like that in a place like this here, which I think most people would find completely unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think that's the big thing. If it was downtown, you know, people would understand it a little bit more. But I think the only way that it can work is that I'm a musician myself. I get it. When I moved back from Montreal here, I was like, oh, man, I can't stop playing. I can't stop writing. But I also knew that I wanted to be connected with a lot of my musical friends. And when kind of faced with the idea that live music could be, you know, an open slate here all the time, just as it always really has been, I decided, hey, you know, we're going to do this. And COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And it was like in March, and by about June, we were able to open up again. And I'll never forget when we got the call saying, from public health, I think it was, saying that we could open again, but you have a week. We're like, what? We have a week to open? And so I called everybody I knew, because nobody had been playing for so long. And we started filling up the calendar within a couple of days for about 2 months. And when we did that, we said, how are we going to do this every night? And so we said, we'll put out a tip cup. And the tip cup allowed everybody, just sort of Nashville style, allowed everybody to be as generous as they wanted to be, because they had missed music so long. That basically started our new model for having live music every night, just to help.
The musical acts that you booked to perform at the Cove Inn are wide-ranging. They're not just local musicians, although Westport in this area seems to have a high concentration of musicians, amazing musicians at that. And but you're booking highly acclaimed, award-winning acts and artists. What's your criteria, and how do you go about luring such amazing acts to play here.
I think it speaks to the fact that there are less and less real true venues to play that have a good vibe. Mm-hmm. We have become synonymous with music here. We've definitely become a place that people I know all across the country know about, which is great. It's very rewarding to see that. But what's my criteria? My criteria is that I sort of have the Woodstock mind, you know, it's just open-ended. Anything goes, you know, that's my musical taste goes all across the board. And I love the fact that diversity is probably the most important thing to me, but I love the fact that diversity has really become something that we do here.
This episode of Kingston Live is brought to you by Grand Onstage. Grand Onstage takes you beyond the regular Kingston Grand Theater experience. It's a subscription option that gives you access to pre-sale tickets, the best prices, and the best seats. That means you can customize your own individual package starting at just 4 performances. Want to bring friends? Subscriber pricing applies to their tickets too. And if your plans change, just exchange your tickets for another performance. Tickets for individual performances and subscriptions for the Grand Onstage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
You go beyond just booking acts in. You promote the heck out of the shows. I mean, you can't walk 10 feet in the Cove Inn and not run into a live music poster. But you interview a lot of the artists. And I know this because those articles are published on the Kingston Live website where we share that.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. No, they're great interviews. And I get the sense that through your music career or some other means, you've made an awful lot of contacts and connections in the Canadian music scene, even beyond Canada's borders. But you seem like there's a personal connection between you and those that you're interviewing.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. You know, even we'll go back to Ben Kaplan. You know, I looked at his resume of the artists that have played with him, and it's great to see that so many of them are even have played with him and recorded with him are guys that I went to school with or played with in Montreal. You know, so yeah, it's true. I have met incredible amounts of people and, you know, made so many connections. You know, when you start talking to people about their connections, it's like you heard about Bull Moose and myself, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's incredible how small the community is. Yeah. And especially in Canada, right? There's this one little highway you got to follow. Maybe a little bit of divergence down in the east here, but mm-hmm. really, it's a rock and roll highway that you follow. And there are only so many venues to play. And yeah, I guess I'm diverging here a little bit from your question, but I love the fact actually that, you know, when I moved here, I was able to be a place to provide for people that I know. And it's been incredibly rewarding because they're coming to see me. They're coming to be part of my space. I'm really proud to present them. I often get up and play with them, which is kind of funny. I don't weasel my way in there, but I do let people know that I play music. And then we usually have a conversation. And that's actually been a really fun thing, too, to connect with people musically. Kind of, you know, here's the impresario and here he's getting on stage with people. But I really enjoy that connection, that the personal connection that I have. And I think that that's also why a lot of people that come here to see music don't even care or know about who the artist is, but they have come to a place where they trust us. You know, there's a certain quality. This is even just the fact that it is diverse and that it's piquing more and more people's interests.
I was going to ask about that, too, because you talk about the diversity of acts that you bring here. And Rob and myself both work in marketing. So I'm sure both of our brains go to how do you sort of brand yourself? But it sounds like you've branded yourself with that trust that you've built mm-hmm. with your patrons. They just know that they're going to come in and whatever genre it happens to be, it's going to be good.
I feel like you're less of a music booker and more of a curator.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
and I think people just kind of trust, you know, that you've, I mean, looking back on all the amazing shows here, I get the sense that these are not random acts that you're booking. There's someone's put some thought into who's playing here.
Definitely. There's no doubt about it. And aside from the fact that it's not random, it has become increasingly more random. Like I'm literally getting at least an act a day asking for a show, and I don't know who they are, you know? So sometimes it gets really tough, because I remember back in the day, you know, when I actually just found this super, super cool map that I wrote out with a calendar of all of the country of Canada, when we did this Bull Moose tour. And I remember I was calling everybody, anybody, as to where I could play. And I remember how difficult it was to get through to a place that had never heard you before. And I know that's really difficult for a lot of artists, right? Mm. But I really try and choose to be as supportive as I can and at least give people a chance.
The Kingston music. There's a lot of Kingston musicians and bands that come up here to play as well. I think the Millwrights are playing. And, you know,
tonight.
Yeah, they're great. So
yeah,
I think Kingston acts are. There's only so many times you might want to play music here, the Mansion, or whatever it is. And
yeah,
and a place like this that is on Kingston's doorstep can be really attractive.
Yeah, I've noticed that actually more and more Kingston acts that have completely surprised me. Yeah. There's some key like rock and roll bands that are just amazing right now to Kingston that I want to develop more up here, because I know that it's, we can't just have rootsy solo groups all the time. You know, we want to mix it up. We do have a hotel above. Sometimes it can be a problem later at night. Yeah. But it's just great to be a part of the whole community. Well,
there's a handful of regular weekly live music events that happen at the Cove Inn throughout the year. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Yeah, so we have Wings and Tunes with Sean McCullough and Friends, and it's also an open mic every Wednesday. That's somewhere around 15 years it's been going on.
Oh, wow.
And then in the summertime, we have Head Over Heels all throughout the May till May weekend till Thanksgiving weekend. It's Kevin Head and Miss V. Then Eric Uren and Megan Balo, that's Tom Green's band, actually.
Oh, no way.
They're touring all over with them right now. They play generally Sundays in the off season and Tuesdays in the summer. And then Mondays, we have this Monday musical residency, which has really become a cool thing to develop some artists and get a little bit of a following locally. That's really great. Those are all solo acts. And then Thursdays have become Original Thursdays. It came up with a really cool name there, eh, guys?
That's all right. Yeah. I mean, when you look at...
know what it means.
The artists who play are true originals.
Yeah, know? They are. And then we also have this crazy series we've been running for 18 years. It started off with a guy named James Doran and Choose the Blues Productions. It's called... it used to be called Blues on the Rideau. Now it's called Blues at the Cove. That's a really well-supported series.
That's been going on for such a long time. Yeah, I know it didn't start as Blues at the Cove, but it's become Blues at the Cove.
Yeah.
Tell us how it started and how it's changed and what you have in store for this season of Blues at the Cove.
Yeah, good question. It started with a man named James Doran and his wife, Deanne LaDuc Doran, from the Ottawa area. He was actually one of the people involved in Smiths Falls Blues Festival, Trombla Blues Festival. He basically wanted to find a venue that have a blues series. Pretty simple. But he wanted to make sure that people had a nice meal and then also have a charitable component. So he approached my dad, I guess it would have been about 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago, and said, you guys want to do this? And we said, of course, sure, we'll try it. And so that model of having dinner and show, like dinner theater with charity, has been something that I've continued with so many shows that we do here, the bigger band acts, you know. And it's been super, super well attended. It started off as like true straight up blues.
I think Monkey Junk's coming.
Jack the Kaiser. But just back in the day, and we've had Jack the Kaiser since the onset.
Yeah.
So many great Canadian blues acts. And how it's really changed isn't really a lot, actually, which is kind of cool. But I've gotten into a little bit more of, I guess, the soul blues acts. Yeah, you're right. Monkey Junk is back in December. They have been probably one of Canada's leading lights in the blues scene. Samantha Martin, she's tomorrow night. She's unbelievable. We had Bywater Call last month. I mean, God, if you've never seen Bywater Call, she's sort of like Janis Joplin meets the Black Crowes, you know?
Very cool.
Really cool. Really cool band. Great songwriting, too. But yeah, it's basically really not changed a lot. The demographics maybe changed a bit, But we've even had some customers that have been coming since the onset, like 20 years, almost 20 years.
It's so cool to see a big act play in the Cove Inn. There's just a different vibe and a different feel to it. And the opportunity that you're bringing here to Westport and, you know, and us, we're from Kingston, but to, you know, just to be able to see those acts in this space and enjoy great food at the same time.
I think people need to remember that, you know? Like, some people look at a ticket price at a small venue like this, and even though they see that there's food and there's charity involved, they still might go, oh, well, I don't know if I can afford that. That's understandable. You know, you can afford what you can afford. But then you might go and see Bruce Springsteen, who looks smaller than a pebble, for $300 or something like that, right?
And some of the bands and the acts that you mentioned are the ones that play the huge festivals and even arenas and stuff like that. And you're bringing them here and putting them on.
That's right. On stage. And you're seeing them right in front of you. I mean, you can go talk to them at halftime. You know, you can almost feel them and you can get crowd rapport with them. You know, it's a totally different way of seeing some of these artists. And to me, it's definitely more valuable. We have incredible sound in the room with Rob Bailey and Kingston Soundworks. They doing a really great job for those shows. And I just find that it's so valuable. It's a weird way to say it, but it is just so there's great value to it.
It's the kind of experience that's really hard to replicate.
Yeah. And I don't know of many other places that actually do the dinner and show thing. Like I know that Neat is super cool up in Burnstown. They do their shows, but not food and tables set up. It's more just chairs. I'm just trying to think of other places that actually do like a dinner and show kind of situation, which I find a lot of people keep coming back for. They love that aspect, you know?
It's mid-November now. We're heading into the holiday season. How does the Cove Inn celebrate the season? And what events do you have lined up for December?
Are you a nostalgic guy?
Yeah, well, I I'm feeling it. You know, there's snow outside on the ground. Yeah, I know it's mid November, but we're sitting next to a fireplace. Yeah, so I can almost imagine the stockings getting hung up. So I'm just,
You know, something that just pops into my head. How are we celebrating this year? Well, you know this band called Generator Party in Toronto? They're just wild. Hilariously amazing. Yeah. It's actually beyond amazing. They are, they're a 90s grunge rock band from Toronto, and they literally present their music on such a soulful level. But we decided to call this Christmas show the Grunge Sold Christmas. So that's one way we're celebrating it this year. But we do a lot of charitable shows throughout the season. We also do a really fun thing here that is close to our hearts, which is to support the Westport Food Bank. And we provide a turkey meal for anybody in need the day before Christmas Eve. So that's been really cool. We've had about 100 people each year come out and take part in that.
Winter sort of come early this year. We're under some snow already. But in the summer, though, the Cove Inn has this gorgeous outdoor patio with a stage for live music, separate than, you know, the pub. This is there's a stage out there. But tell us about the performances that happen there. I know you touched on it earlier. But
yeah, it's just good because I feel like you're asking me these questions based on, you know, sounding like you don't know anything about and you're covering a lot of ground.
I've sat on that patio lots of live music.
Yeah, but it's that patio is special. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is pristine wetlands. This is it's called the Westport Pond, and it's actually a fish sanctuary. So you can't boat, you can't wash, you can't, you know, you can't fish, of course, in there. And it's just a beautiful, tranquil place. I mean, I don't think there's ever a wave out there. But the backdrop of the Foley Mountain escarpment, it's a pretty special place, man. It's very magical. But once again, COVID happened. And because we were able to serve outside, we had a deck out there, which could serve about, I don't know, 60 or so people. But we had this open space, which is over on the right in front of where the stage is now, where we set up a bunch of tables on the grass throughout that first summer of COVID. And we realized, we don't know how long this is going to last, so we better we better put something out there. So we put this massive concrete pad out there and a beautiful shade sill patio. And that's since become the focal point outside with a stage. But yeah, we have live music out there every single night in the summertime. It's never too loud, so our neighbors don't kill us. But our actual neighbors, Keith and Donna, are unbelievably supportive. They love having live music, so that's great for us. But it's just an incredible place. Like, have you been on the summer night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, you know, when the lights come in streaming in from the west,
yeah.
You know, you can almost see the beams of light. And
I mean, you couldn't have engineered a place better to really.
It really is nice.
Yeah.
I know it's ours, but it's really
summertime is especially magical here.
Yeah.
West, because it's so pretty. But there's also a few music festivals that happen in the warmer months here in Westport. I'm talking about Music Westport and the West Porch Music Festival. There may even be more that I'm unaware of, but tell us about those and how the Coven serves as a bit of an anchor for those festivals.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's live music, I want to be a part of it, right? we've been doing the West Porch Festival for 5 years now, and we've been doing Music Westport, which is a live outdoor music festival throughout the town for 18 years now. And Music Westport is a festival that started by the Westport Arts Council, which I joined very quickly 18 years ago. And we had these festival stages around town, and it was really like a cyclical kind of feel. You know, you go check out a show here and there. The whole mandate of the festival was some of the founders, my good buddy Chuck Gobay, who's since passed, rest in peace, Chuck. He and the other guys decided that we would make sure that it's all original and it's all eclectic, like stuff that you really can't see the rest of the year. Make it special, you know? So we've tried to continue with that all throughout the years. We have a big space down by the water here, and there's a stage that we bring in by trailer. And so it's like a natural amphitheater down there. It's really beautiful. We have a big, huge old maple tree that provides nice shade, and people can imbibe on our property, but not down there. We have a handshake with the Arts Council to do that. But yeah, it's a really great vibe down there. We've continued that for 18 years. The other stages have kind of changed in town. There's another one that's over in the Lockwood Park area, which is great. The festival's changed a little bit. We're working on seeing how it'll go next year.
Sounds like the whole town gets in on it,
though. They do get in on it, but the one that they really have gotten in on is West Porch. It's sort of the idea that, you know, anybody wants to have an artist on their porch can do so. And the way that it's worked out is that a lot of those people that have had artists are on interior streets, not big thoroughfares, which means that people have really, really spilled onto the streets, and it's really become like an almost shut down the streets kind of situation. Super, super cool vibe, right? People walking around everywhere. And that's at the end of the third weekend of September. But yeah, everybody is really, really, especially a lot of the locals have really gotten in on that one.
This is a town that really loves and appreciates music. I would imagine that that you've become a bit of a beacon for everyone in the surrounding area to come and experience the live music here.
It's a lot of work, but it's also very rewarding work. And I don't know what I would do if it didn't exist, the live music. I don't really know if I'd be...
It's like the heartbeat of this place.
Really. Yeah. And live music also brings people out to do other things here, which is great. I don't know about you, but if you make your plans to go somewhere and you want to go check out some live music, then obviously you're going to do all those other things in that area you go to. So that benefits the
village. Maybe even stay the night. For our listeners who maybe haven't been to Westport or the Cove Inn, what would you say to them to convince them to make the trip up here?
I think if one of the first things you said was, it's just the vibe, you know, the whole vibe of the, I think
it even really smells good in here. I don't know what that is.
Can
that
you smell it, everybody?
But when you walk in, there's a smell.
Okay.
It's like this very natural, organic kind of thing.
I love it. Okay. Come to the Cove, it really smells good. Yeah. No, I mean, it's really the vibe that I think is so important, you know, the space, the people. We still got trees. We got water. You know what I mean? This is simple stuff, but it's real stuff, right? Like, I'm not a country bumpkin, but I've become a hockey father. Yeah. And when you go to the city, it's just a little bit concerning to me when I see this overdevelopment of our spaces and the lack of trees, the lack of vibe put into these places, you know, just that RioCan Walmart slapped down, you know what I mean?
Feels like color by numbers.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the reasons why people actually do like coming here. Like they, you can see some people when they walk in, they're like, oh, wow, it's just, this kind of place still exists, you know?
Yes.
And we still have like a lot of modern amenities here. Like our rooms are really beautiful. You know, we keep changing our menu all the time. We keep bringing in new artists all the time. We definitely stay with the times here, but it is the vibe and it's the sense of heritage and sense of history. I think that people really like to glom onto when they come in here. And I mean, you can walk into any store and people are going to chat you up. And if you stay here for a couple of nights, by the time you leave, you've probably run into a few people that then know your name before you leave, or they'll wave on you, at you on the street because, oh, I hope you had a good time. Yeah, it's definitely, I would say, the vibe, all around vibe.
I feel like for me, there's a different sense of time here somehow, and not in the sense that it's old, which there is that connection,
mm-hmm.
but the internal clock just kind of slows down.
Yeah, there's less traffic.
There is that too, yes.
That's definitely part of it.
I always feel like staying here, as I have a few times, and I will be again soon, but it's like hitting the reset button. I always come back refreshed, being like, you know, mm-hmm. it was great to step out of life and step into living again.
That's right.
Which yeah. I'm pretty sure I stole. That's got to be someone's tagline.
I was about to say, can I use that?
God,
I'm in marketing. I've seen guys.
But many of our listeners are musicians themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, many are from the Kingston area. If they wanted to perform at the Coven, what's the best way for them to get your attention?
Well, the easiest way is to send an email. We are getting more and more requests, and I'm always trying to keep it diverse here. And I don't feel I ever, actually, once in a while, I might not get back to somebody, but it's not because I don't want to. And it's not because I don't want to try and give everyone a chance, but sometimes things just don't quite fit. And sometimes things really, we have a certain quality that we want to have here. I guess that's just being blunt, but at the same time, you know, if the quality isn't met, we were having that chat before, then the customers will notice, the staff will notice. So it's just kind of the way it has to be. We're not just a live music venue. We're also a restaurant
mm-hmm.
where we have our live music. So there has to be a certain quality. There has to be a certain listenability.
The food is good here.
What's like, that?
The food is good.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's great. Like it's again, that's
very proud of the Cove Kitchen
aspect of, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's, I think it's like anything we do, we open ourselves up to criticism when we open up a business. And so we have to be consistent and we have to have good quality. And that shows in the music and the food in the hotel rooms. We've got an incredible staff. Everybody works hard and tries to be just as personable and as comforting to our guests as possible.
I strongly encourage all of our listeners to get out here.
Yeah.
At least once. You've got to experience the Cove Inn and come and see the live music and eat the food and stay here.
Yeah.
But I think more and more Canadians are discovering the joy of live music.
The backyard discovery. Yeah.
And they're looking for it closer to home. And they want special experiences that they can't get other places. And the Cove is one of those venues that offers that.
Yep. Yep. They can get in touch with us through CoveIn.com.
You can find the Cove Inn all over KingstonLive.ca as well.
There's one in Naples, Florida, and there's also a Cove, I think, down on the St. Lawrence somewhere. But we're the Cove Inn in Westport. We used to be called the Cove Country Inn, so that still exists some places.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I saw it on the sign out there.
Yeah, we're called the Cove Inn now. And we still answer our telephones. I still answer texts from, you know, during COVID, I had to connect with thousands and thousands of people in order to keep our business going. You know, yeah. we put on these food deals all the time and, you know, food offerings. And, I, as a result, have contacts for so many people now. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. But it's also, we connect with this somebody else here named Maureen, who is incredibly important. She's been here longer than me. She's just a great, great manager and just personality here. But we, the two of us, really connect with a lot of people outside of work. And I think it's maybe a personal touch. It drives our spouses nuts, maybe. But it's a bit of a personal connection that we allow into our life because we find it important, you know?
I sense that the staff here really cares about the coven.
A lot of them have been here for decades now. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I hope our listeners get a chance to come here and experience the coven for yourself. Seamus Cowan, thanks for joining us on the Kingston Live podcast today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys and all that you do at Kingston Live. It's just a really, really great hub for things that are going on musically. And I think, you know, even a lot of artists are using your space as their own hub now, too, as opposed to Facebook or even SoundCloud or Bands in Town, whatever. Maybe they're doing it all. But it's great to have. I think it's so important to have these hubs and these, you know, kind of singular destinations for that kind of stuff.
We built it for them, and just like you, you know, you built this for them, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're definitely aligned there. Mm-hmm. Hope the kitchen's open because this talk of the food was getting me hungry.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Well, we have a new menu coming out today.
Oh, no way. Let us be your test guinea pig.
Yeah, for sure. This has been a great discussion, and no, we've had a great time here, and yeah, I think we might have to have some lunch.
This has been Kingston Live. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it, tell a friend, or subscribe on your platform of choice. For show listings, artist info, and all things Kingston music, check out kingstonlive.ca. Kingston Live was produced by Soundwise, recorded on location in Westport, Ontario. Hosted by Rob Howard and John Sanfilippo. Writing and research by Peter Sanfilippo. Executive producer Rob Howard. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@kingstonlive.ca.
Together, band together. You know and I know and they know and we know and everybody here knows. We got to get it together.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present 47Teeth's new track, Portland Flower. The song and music video are about struggling with the unknown, like wanting to take a leap of faith but not knowing if you're making the right decision, or hoping that you're letting go of the right things and won't get burned in the process. Ultimately, the song is an emotional call for guidance from the universe. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Portland Flower by 47 Teeth on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Nyson's newest single, Tsunami, a dreamy, catchy funk pop song with hypnotic R&B textures that take you over like a wave, making it an engaging and relaxing listen. Follow Nyson the Band on Instagram for the latest news and local show dates. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Tsunami by Nyson on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
When you crashed in, and thank God it's you there. I want you all over me immediately. Can't help my obsession, you're fascinating, and I'm drowning in it. There's no such thing as coincidence and I. This intervention must be divine. Perfect stranger these days to myself. I needed destruction to rebuild. You're the natural disaster I never knew I needed. Yeah. There's all such thing as coincidence and never right. This intervention must be divine. You introduced me to my. I fall alive on the other side. I died in your ocean.